Coming up next, Spike gets in big trouble.
Wait a second. What are you doing?
I want this game.
But you just stuck it in your jacket.
I know. Come on, let's go.
Wait, Spike, you're going to pay for that, right?
We'll see.
Spike, you can't do this. What? Spike, stop!
Stay tuned.
Yeah.
Time for Kids Corner's Liz and Friends.
Hi, Liz.
30 minutes of adventure.
It's only the coolest and most popular club in school.
With Liz, Lucille, Skink, Spike, Scooter, Grandpa Noli, and all their friends.
It isn't Liz and Lucille.
So get set for lifetime adventures.
Oh, I can't believe this.
With Liz and Friends.
That is one strange lizard.
Hi, and welcome to Kids Corner. Have you ever wanted something so badly that all you could think about was how to get it? Well, for Liz, that something is the latest, greatest video game, Ninja Star Strike Force 3. The game was his main topic of conversation not only all day long at school, but even after school, on the walk home with Spike.
And they say the graphics are so realistic that the military is considering using the game to train their special ops.
Yeah, I know. You've only told me that like 3 times today.
I'm sorry. It's just so cool. I mean, Spike, how can you be so calm about it? Aren't you excited?
Yeah, totally.
Oh, I can't wait to play this one.
Well, it's out in the stores now. Want to just stop on the way home and get it?
Oh, yeah, right. And while we're at it, I'll just pick up that BMX mountain bike I've had my eye on, too.
Oh, come on,
Spike. You know I don't have that kind of money.
So, have your parents get the game for you.
Oh, come on. We've been over this before. They only give me gifts at Christmas and on my birthday. If I want something else, I have to save or earn the money for it and buy it on my own.
Bummer.
Yeah, tell me about it. The point is, I am not getting Ninja Star Strike Force 3 anytime soon.
Well, then I guess you'll just have to be happy playing NSS F2 at my house.
Yeah, I guess. I gotta check in at home first, but I'll be over after that, okay?
All right, I'll have the game warmed up and waiting for you.
After he had checked in at home, Liz went to Spike's house and quickly got wrapped up in a fast-paced video game.
Ha ha, gotcha! Oh, whoa, where'd you come from? Oh man, this game is so much better than the first one. I can only imagine what the third one's gonna be like.
Yeah.
Oh, I asked my parents for it.
Oh, yeah? What'd they say?
The usual. I've got to earn and buy it for myself.
What a rip.
Oh, yeah, tell me about it.
Anyone home?
Yeah, in here, Dad.
Oh, man, go.
Liz, look out.
What?
Who's starving? Oh,
no. Oh, man.
I thought I heard more than one person back here. How you doing, Liz?
Hi, Mr. Race Runner.
Sorry I missed you today after school, son. We're all backed up at work. I couldn't get away.
Yeah, no problem.
Hey, I stopped by the mall on my way home and got you something. I think you're going to like it.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Is it? Oh, that's, oh, it is Ninja Star Strike Force 3.
Yeah, cool.
Oh, wow.
I was told it was the hottest game out there.
Oh, it's hotter than hot.
Really?
It's the hottest. This is unbelievable. Oh, man.
Well, I'm glad at least one lizard here likes it.
Oh, cool.
Oh, yeah, it's great. Thanks.
Yeah, thanks.
You're welcome. Well, I have some work I need to get to. Have fun, guys.
Oh, Spike, I can't believe your dad just bought you Ninja Star Strike Force 3. You are so lucky.
Yeah, lucky. That's me.
Oh, boy. I wish I had your dad.
Yeah. He's, great.
Great.
So, do you want to play?
Oh, are you kidding? Of course. Pop that puppy in the machine. I've only got another hour till I have to go home.
For the next few days, when he wasn't at school or asleep, Liz was at Spike's house playing the game. It was better than he'd hoped, and he and Spike had a blast.
Go. Oh, yes.
Come on, you almost got him. You almost got him.
Yeah, we got him.
Man, I can't believe we finally got through that level.
No.
Save it quick.
Oh, it's saved. Oh, and just in time, too. Man, I gotta get home.
Oh, come on. Can't you stay a little longer?
Nah, I'd better not. My parents haven't said anything, but they're showing signs that I'm over here a little too much as it is.
Yeah, too bad.
Yeah, I wish...
What?
I wish they could be more like your dad.
Yeah.
I mean, I love them and all, but your dad is cool. Like, if we were over at my house, my parents would be popping into my room every 5 minutes. Your dad never bugs us when we're playing. Or at all.
That's because he's usually not home.
That's another cool thing about him.
Hey, you know, there's a lot of great things about your parents, too.
I know. And don't think I don't feel guilty about thinking this way, but... Still, if I had a choice...
You better get home.
Yeah, I'll see you tomorrow.
And the more he thought this, of course, the unhappier he got. When he got home, he found his father on the phone and his mother pacing anxiously in front of him.
You're sure it won't be too much trouble? We may be several days. Yes, that's true.
Hi, guys.
Oh, good, sweetheart, you're home.
Everything all right?
I'm afraid not, Liz.
What is it?
You've taken a load off our minds. Thanks again. We really appreciate it. Bye. Well, it's all set.
Oh, good.
What's all set? What's going on?
I have some bad news.
Bad news? Wait, I didn't do anything. What did I do? Am I in trouble?
No, it's not about you. It's your Grandpa Lou.
Oh, phew, what a relief.
Liz?
Oh,
well, no, not about Grandpa. I mean about me not being in trouble. Come on, you know what I meant.
It's all right, Liz.
What happened?
Oh, Grandpa fell and broke his hip, Liz. And at his age, that can be very serious.
Mm-hmm.
Is he in the hospital?
Yes, but he's only going to be there for tonight.
And therein lies the problem.
Huh?
He lives alone, and he's going to need someone to take care of him when he comes out of the hospital.
And since we live closest to him, we volunteered.
Oh, cool, so we're off to Grandpa's?
Well, not you.
Huh?
When I say we volunteered, I meant your mother and I.
We'll be there several days, Liz. You'd miss too much school.
Well, you know, it's a sacrifice I'm willing to make, Mom.
Liz, I'm sure it is, but there's no need.
Oh, come on. You're not going to leave me here with Linda, are you?
No, Liz. She'll be staying with one of her friends.
Oh, so I'm going to Grandpa Noli's?
No, he's out of town.
Granny Gecko's?
Oh, she already has a full house this week with the Girls Club Jamboree.
So, you mean I get to stay here alone?
Yes, when donkeys fly, Liz. We've made different arrangements. I just got off the phone with Jordan Race Runner, Spike's dad.
Spike's mother is out of town, but Jordan's agreed to let you stay with him and Spike while we're gone.
Are you kidding? That's great!
Yes, we thought you'd like it.
Well, I mean, I'll miss you guys, of course, and poor Grandpa, I...
It's all right, Liz. We know this is going to be a fun time for you.
But we still expect you to do what you're supposed to do. You'll maintain your schedule, including school and homework, just like you would here.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
Now, Liz, this is a chance for you to show us that we can trust you. So no bad reports.
No bad reports. Got it.
Good.
I guess that just leaves one question.
And that is...
Spike's dad's first name is Jordan?
Yes, that threw me too. I always thought of him as a Steve or a Tony.
Oh, you guys. Liz, go get washed up for dinner.
Oh, but think about it, honey. Doesn't he look like a Tony or a Steve or a Armando? Yes, that's...
Oh, I can't believe this. I get Spike's dad!
Yeah. Build up your faith each week with the Kids Corner Devotions, now available at kidscorner.net.
Welcome to Kids Corner Devotions.
Read or listen each week and share the devotions as a family with a Bible message, readings, and prayer.
Wherever you go, I will watch over you.
Included each week is a Casey's Day comic, illustrating the theme of the week through the eyes of three Christian kids. You can download the audio and listen along with hosts Dexter.
I'm Dexter.
And Marilisa.
I'm Marilisa.
Learn more about the Bible, memorize a new verse, and pray for the week ahead.
Will you pray with me?
Hey, Mom and Dad, there's a parent blog for you too, so you can build on what your kids are learning each week.
Use my gifts. Go with my blessing.
So check out the Kids Corner Weekly Devotional, now available at kidscorner.net.
The next day after school, Spike and Liz walked back to Spike's house, Liz carrying everything he needed for a stay at Spike's in a big backpack.
Oh, this is so awesome.
Relax, dude. It's not like you never slept over before.
Well, no, not for more than one night I haven't. I mean, this is just so cool, Spike. I might be here a whole week with you and your dad.
Yeah, well, I wouldn't really count on seeing a whole lot of my dad. You know, he does work a lot.
Well, that's even cooler.
Well, here we are, your home sweet home for the next few days.
Where should I put my stuff?
I don't know. Anywhere you want.
Is your dad here?
No, but he left his usual note.
What does it say?
Same as always. He'll probably be home late, so dinner's up to us.
Oh, cool.
Pizza sound good?
Pizza sounds great.
All right, you get the game set up while I order.
Wait, hold on, Spike. How are we going to pay for it?
My dad set up a tab. We pay it off at the end of the month.
Pizza and video games?
Uh-huh.
Oh, I really wish I had your dad. I love this.
Hi. I'd like one large pizza with extra grasshopper legs.
Liz and Spike got so caught up playing their video game that they didn't do their homework or even realize how many hours had passed. Finally, Spike looked up from the game and noticed something.
Huh, that's weird.
What's wrong?
Well, it's dark out. My dad still isn't home.
I know. I can't believe we've had the entire house all to ourselves. Nobody telling us to do our homework or walk away from the game.
Yeah, but I haven't heard from my dad all day.
Oh, don't worry. He's probably on his way right now.
Yeah, you're right.
Come on, let's get back to the game.
All right.
The boys continued playing, and before they knew it, they both fell sound asleep on the couch in front of the TV. And the next thing they knew...
What? Oh, man. Spike, wake up.
Dad.
Spike, come on, Spike, wake up. It's morning. Your phone's ringing.
All right. Hello? Oh, yeah, hi. He's right here. It's for you.
Wait, for me? Hello?
Good morning, Liz. You sound a little sleepy.
Oh, Dad, hi. No, wide awake. Hi, how you doing?
I'm fine. How are you? Everything working out okay at Spike's?
Oh, yeah, things are going great.
Ah, good.
How's Grandpa doing?
Actually, not very good.
What? What do you mean, Dad?
Well, he took a turn for the worse yesterday after we got him home.
Oh, no. Well, how? What happened?
He has fluid in his lungs.
What?
It sometimes happens to older folks when they're laid up.
Oh, no.
The doctor is afraid it might develop into pneumonia.
Is he going back into the hospital?
Well, the doctor doesn't want to move him again unless it's absolutely necessary. So we're taking care of him here in his home.
Oh, man.
The doctor said he'll stop by this afternoon, and we're watching him pretty close.
Is there anything I can do?
Pray for him, Liz.
Okay.
That's the most important thing.
Yeah.
Keep him in your prayers.
Okay.
I'll let you know if anything changes.
Well, give Mom a hug and a kiss for me and tell Grandpa I love him, okay?
Will do. I'll take care of yourself.
Yeah.
We'll talk to you soon, son.
Okay, bye.
How's your Grandpa?
Oh, not so good.
Oh, man. Sorry to hear that.
Yeah. Spike, do you think... could we pray together?
Come on, Liz. You know I don't know anything about that stuff.
Oh, yeah, right, sorry. What's that?
Oh, it's just another note from my dad.
Yeah?
Yeah, he says he came home really late last night.
Oh.
You guys were already asleep, and I did not want to wake you. I'll try to be home earlier tonight, but just in case I'm not, here's some money for dinner.
Oh.
Get what you want. Have fun. Love, Dad.
So, he's not gonna be around again tonight?
Doesn't look like it. I told you he probably wouldn't be.
No, yeah, I know. It's school.
Yeah, it's school.
School! Oh, man,
oh,
look
no.
at the time. We're going to be late for school.
Man.
Let's go!
Liz was so concerned about his grandpa, it was hard to concentrate in class. Without even realizing it, he found himself wishing he could be with his family. 24 hours earlier, he couldn't wait to be a part of Spike's family. Now he almost dreaded the thought of spending another night away from his own folks. Liz thought about these things as he and Spike walked home together.
Huh, so brutal math test, huh?
Oh, yeah, brutal.
What a way to end a day, I'll tell you that.
Yeah.
You doing all right?
I'm sorry. I just have a lot on my mind right now.
Well, I know something that'll help get your mind off your troubles.
Oh, yeah? What?
Blaster's Arcade at the mall.
Oh, Spike, I don't know if I'm up for more video games right now.
Okay. So what do you want to do?
Well, actually, I was kind of hoping that I could maybe talk with your dad.
Talk? With my dad?
Yeah, well, we could go to his office.
Yeah, right. If he had one, he's out on the road most of the day.
Well, you've got his cell phone number, don't you?
Yeah, but he told me not ever to call unless it's a real emergency. Is your talk a real emergency?
No, I guess not. I do want to talk to him, though. Could we go back to your house and wait for him?
I guess, but, you know, last night's pretty typical. He usually doesn't get in until late at night.
Well, still, I don't want to miss him.
I'll tell you what, let's go to the mall, play a few games, just to relax a little.
I'm sure
we'll get home before him. And if we don't, I'll call him on his cell then, okay?
Well...
Come on, a little fun is just what the doctor ordered.
All right, let's go.
Liz and Spike walked to the mall and went to Blaster's Arcade. They split their dinner money and played a few games, but Liz's heart just wasn't in it. He couldn't stop thinking about his grandpa.
Hey, Spike?
Hold on, I almost got this guy. Ah, rats. What's up, Liz?
I think I'm gonna head back to your house.
Why? You run out of money?
No, I just...
Oh, you still wanna talk to my dad?
Well, yeah.
Look, Liz, my dad,
What?
Nothing. Never mind. Come on, we'll go back to my house.
No, you don't have to come.
No, it's all right. I'm kind of getting bored here anyway. Come on.
They walked out of the arcade and into the mall. They hadn't gone very far when suddenly Spike stopped.
Hey, do you mind if we stop in here?
Casey's Toys?
Yeah, it'll only take a sec, I promise.
Okay. What are you looking for?
Just seeing what's new. Ah, here we go.
Wait a second. What are you doing?
I want this game.
But you just stuck it in your jacket.
I know. Come on, let's go.
Wait, Spike, you're going to pay for that, right?
We'll see.
Spike, what, you can't do this. What? Spike, stop!
All right, stop right there.
Why? Who are you?
I'm the store manager, and I'm going to have to ask you to open your jacket.
What if I don't want
it? Then I call the police right now.
Spike, just do it.
Oh, look at that. I must have forgot it was there.
Uh-huh. Okay, let's just go back inside and you can pay for it properly.
Well, I don't think I have enough money.
I see. Well, then you two need to come with me.
Spike, what are you doing?
Hey, you wanted to call my dad. Well, now I've given us a real emergency to call him about.
The store manager led Spike and Liz to a back office. Spike persuaded the manager to let him call his dad, who arrived about a half hour later.
Spike?
Dad.
This had better be important, Spike. I left work because you said you were in trouble and wouldn't tell me why. What's going on?
I can answer that. I'm the manager here, and I caught your son with this video game hidden in his jacket.
Is this true, Spike?
I just forgot to pay for it, that's all. I already told him that.
It's true. But then he said he didn't have enough money. He told me he was your son, and I recognized your name and remembered that you've given me a lot of business over the years. So I let him call you before I called security.
I'm terribly sorry about this. I mean, kids will be kids. How about I pay for the video game in exchange for you not pressing any charges, huh?
Store policy says that any shoplifter caught has to be reported.
I understand, but this is the first time my son has ever done anything like this. And believe me, he will be punished when he gets home.
Well, I guess I can let him go this once with just a warning. But your name will go in our database, young man. You try anything like this again here or in any of our other stores, you'll be reported and arrested. Is that clear?
Yes, sir.
Thank you. Here's my credit card. Go ahead and ring up the game for us.
Very well.
Spike, why didn't you tell me you wanted that game? You know I would have bought it for you.
I know. I just forgot. That's all.
Well, try harder to remember next time, okay? I want you and Liz to go home, and we'll talk more about responsibility later.
Wait, you're not coming? I thought you were going to go home and punish me.
I don't have time for that right now, Spike. Your little stunt has cost me time away from work. I have to make it up.
Yeah, well, before you go, then, Liz has something he needs to talk to you about.
Oh? What is it, Liz?
Well, it's about my grandpa.
What about him?
I heard from my dad this morning, and it sounds like my grandpa's condition is worse.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. Was there something else?
Well, I was hoping maybe we could talk some more about it.
Oh, I see. Well, I'm sure he'll be fine.
Yeah, but what if he isn't?
Well, look, Liz, I'm sorry, but I really don't... I don't have time.
Sir, here's your game and your card.
Oh, yeah, thanks. Here's the game, guys. Why don't you go home, play it, order a pizza for dinner as well? I don't know of too many problems that can't be solved by pizza and a good video game. Liz, we'll talk more when I get home, okay? I promise.
Yeah, sure, Mr. Racewater.
Great. Okay, guys, I'll see you both later. Stay out of trouble.
Sorry, Liz. Like I said, my dad just isn't very good at that stuff.
Yeah.
You want to go home?
No. You go ahead, Spike. I'll catch up later.
Liz!
Just go!
Liz was so upset that he ran out of the mall and down the street, not really knowing or caring where he was headed. He ran until he couldn't run any longer and found himself in the park near his house. Exhausted, he plopped down under a tree, put his head on his knees, and cried. He didn't know how long he'd been there when suddenly he heard a familiar voice.
Liz?
Grandpa Nolly?
Hi, Liz. I just got back into town. I thought that was you. What are you doing out here?
Grandpa.
Liz. Good grief. It's all right. It's all right. Calm down now. Calm down. What's going on here?
Liz poured out the whole story, everything that had happened the past couple of days. And as usual, Grandpa Annoli knew exactly what to say.
I think the first thing we need to do is pray.
Okay.
After they prayed, Grandpa took Liz to Big Daddy-O's for a nice chocolate and fly wing sundae.
Oh, Grandpa, I'm kind of embarrassed that I broke down like that at the park.
Oh, nothing to be embarrassed about. I understand completely. You needed a shoulder to lean on. Everybody does now and then. It's called compassion, and it's part of what it means to be a Christian.
Yeah, I just don't know how things got so bad.
Well, from what you told me, I think I do.
You do? Well, how?
At the risk of sounding preachy, you forgot the 10th commandment.
Oh, now, hold on a second. I didn't steal anything. That was Spike.
Yeah, and I'm going to have a little talk with him about that. Uh-huh. But the 10th commandment isn't about stealing.
Oh, killing?
You mean you still don't know him?
Oh, sorry.
The 10th commandment is do not covet.
Oh, yeah, that one.
And you know what coveting is, don't you?
Well, yeah, it's wanting things.
Well, you're partly right.
Only partly?
It's not just wanting things, Liz. Everyone wants things. Coveting is wanting what someone else has.
Oh. Yeah, I'm not following you, Grandpa. I don't see how that applies here. I mean, I didn't covet anything.
Well, maybe you didn't covet a thing, but you sure coveted a person.
Wait, a person? Who?
Spike's dad.
What?
From what you told me, you kept telling Spike you wished you had his dad, what? Right?
Oh, yeah, I guess.
That sounds like coveting to me.
Oh, yeah, me too. Well, I guess that didn't turn out too well, huh?
Disobeying the 10 Commandments never turns out well, Liz. See, most people these days think the commandments are just God's way of taking away our fun or interfering with our lives.
Wow.
But God gave them to us because he knew that if we do the stuff he doesn't want us to do or don't do the stuff he does want us to do, things will end up bad for us and the people around us.
Yeah, like it did for me today.
Yep.
Well, this is certainly one commandment I won't forget.
I hope so, Liz. I hope you don't forget any of them. Because if you remember them and follow them, your life will be a whole lot better.
Liz made arrangements with his parents to spend the next few days at Grandpa Annoli's, where his parents picked him up when they got back from their trip.
Oh, your grandpa was doing much better, so we decided it was okay to come home.
Oh, praise God.
Yeah.
Thanks for taking care of Liz for us, Grandpa Annoli.
My pleasure.
And I'm looking forward to hearing about why you decided to stay out here instead of with Spike, Liz.
Oh, I'll tell you all about it on the way home.
Uh-huh.
But before I tell you anything, I want both of you to know something.
And that is?
I'm really, really glad that you're my parents.
Oh.
I love you guys.
Aw, thank you, Liz.
We love you too, son. We love you too.
There's an old saying that goes, be careful what you wish for. You just might get it. That's what happened to Liz. He wished he could have what someone else had, Spike's dad. But Liz learned that what he coveted didn't make him happy. So, how do we stop ourselves from breaking the 10th commandment? Well, when you find yourself wanting what someone else has, ask God to give you strength to resist the temptation and to remember how much he has given you. Then you'll be keeping the 10th commandment, thou shalt not covet.
Hey, you know what? That's all the time we've got for today's Listen Friends.
Do you hear that?
Don't miss any of our shows.
It's fun!
Remember, we need to hear from you.
Oh, that makes me feel better.
Contact us at our website, kidscorner.net. That's kidscorner.net.
I can't believe it.
Remember, you can get all the KC stuff there.
How to get what?
Download stories, work through the Bible study, and get closer to God.
That was just what I needed.
And become one of God's children.
Do you hear that?
The KC website is for you.
Come on, don't you want to know what's going on?
Kidscorner.net. Everyone's waiting to hear from you.
I've been looking all over for you.
So do it now.
Good.
And follow Kids Corner throughout the week at facebook.com/kidscornerradio. Hey, thanks for listening, and don't miss our next show. See ya.
I'll see you later, Liz.
See you later.
Ta-da.
Today's show was written by Phil Lawler. Liz and Friends is a production of Reframe Ministries.